Thanks everyone for coming tonight, and thanks to Matt and everybody who's helped out with the Fish House. It's really a great project, and it's cool to be a part of. I thought since we were in New England, I'd start out with a little homage to Robert Frost, although this is set in Chicago. Directions for Flight. West of the block with Billy's adult books, west of the Lebanese place that used to be a playhouse, near the condos and townhouses where the Oscar Mayer factory once stood, you'll find a new ball field built on top of the old one, sod and infield dirt in place of gravel littered with crabgrass and other more vicious things, a tall chain-link backstop instead of a blue square on a wall. It's only a few blocks, but don't stop for a guy who stands outside the corner store in a Cubs jersey that's seen better days. For God's sake, don't ask if he knows the field. He does, and he'll invite himself to play. If you get to where they're boarding up and knocking down the 17 red and tan Cabrini buildings, or to the stables where they keep the carriage horses, that's too far. Do me the favor of standing in the now outfield and turn to face the school. See a blue strike zone on the wall? I doubt it's there. We pitched to it, and so our balls flew out the other way. Short porch and center. Miles down each line. If you want to see if anyone still plays that way, check the cars behind the outfield fence for dents. Then stand in the box until the sun's behind what's left of rows of high-rises. You can pretend the hot dog factory is straight away where the condos are now. We aimed for the machinery, but only hit cars. You've got the bat with you, the heavy one handle chewed by a dog. There's got to be a rubber ball around. Picture me sending in a changeup. I want to see how far you can hit it.